Well, Rustin won the toss. They deferred to the second half. They tried an onside kick. Longview covered it at the 45 in the first play. Jesse Anderson got to the 40-yard line of Rustin. First and 10, Longview. Third and a couple of yards to go for a first down for Longview at the Rustin 6-yard line. I formation again. Keelan Williams is the tailback or the running back. He gets it straight up the middle. He goes. He got a first down.
Whoop, fumble.
Fumbles the ball, and Rustin has recovered it.
He
smokes inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, I think he was down around a 2 or so, and he was finally, the ball was pulled free. And Longview misses a great opportunity there.
They sure did. It's going to go over on downs to Rustin, and then Rustin will get the ball at their own 20-yard line as the ball was fumbled in the end zone and recovered. So it's first down for Rustin at the 20-yard line. Second down and 7 from Longview's 7-yard line, or 8-yard line. There goes Dudley to the far side of the field. He is chased, and he scores. So Rustin is on the board first. It's a 6-0 game as Eric Outley took the ball from the snap from center and raced to the far side and got it in.
It's a 9-play drive. Brent had covered 80 yards, and it was set up on Longview's when they fumbled the ball in the end zone at the end when it looked like they were going in for the score. And Rustin has just taken the ball, threw one pass in that series, but ran it right at Longview and ends up with a score, 7-yard run by Jackson.
They sure did run it down Longview's throat that drive.
Excuse me, by Outley.
7-0. The kick is up and good. We'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 1 minute. At the 24-yard line of Rustin, 4th down and 3. And we've got 1:43 to go in the first quarter. 4th and 3.
Keep in mind, they've got a big defensive front here. So
let's see what long you can dial up. Keene's going to go under center on 4th down. Keene's going to keep it. He's going to throw it to Anderson. Caught at 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Yeah, they fooled them on the play, Brent. They countered out of the backfield, faked the dive play, then went to the rollout, and the back, Jesse Anderson, out of the backfield. He's wide open, good throw, and good run, and Longview gets a score on 4th down.
You know that 275-pound tight end you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That 235-pounder is not too easy to tackle either.
That's true.
7-6. Martin to kick the extra point. Amp going to hold it. Ball's down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. We've got a tie game with 1:18 to go first quarter. Good drive for Longview. 7-7, back on 106.5, the Jack FM in 1 minute. So it's 4th down, and Rustin needs 3 for a first down, or 2 for a first down, at their own 39-yard line. They're going to go for it on 4th down. 4th and 2.
It's kind of hard to believe they're going to do that. If they've got Ray Parker, all 285 pounds of him, it's going to line up as an H-back.
Well, you better hold their water, not jump off. 4th and a couple of yards. No, they're going to give it off to the tailback. He's hit the line of scrimmage. I don't know if he got it or not. It's going to be close. It is going to be really close.
I think they're marking it short.
I do, too. I think they did, too. I think it's short. They're going to bring the chains out to see, but I think it's short. It's going to be really close.
No. Sometimes you got to weigh risk versus reward.
Yeah.
This is going to be close, but it's going to give Longview great field position if they didn't make it.
Let's see. They're going to change. They're going to bring.
Made it
by a good bit. Wow. Well, I think that looked like a little. Well, first down at the 41-yard line. 4th and a couple of yards at Longview's 22-yard line. 7:22 to go in the half.
Ray Parker's on the left side as the H-back. Now he goes in motion. He weighs 285.
Roll back up the middle. And I think Longview stopped him this time. There's no doubt about it. He's a yard short at the first down marker at the 21. Longview takes over. First and 10. That's a nice defensive series for Longview finally at the end.
That's a big stop on fourth down.
Sure
a big stop.
They ran the fullback, Kevon Chapman, and Chapman came up a yard short. 6:52 to go in the half. The clock moves here in Ruston. 7-7 tie. Two wide receivers far side of the field. Oh, my word, a bad snap. King back behind. Can't come up with it. It's in the end zone. It's rolling in the end zone. This is going to be a rushing touchdown.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh, my.
That is incredible. The ball was snapped well over the head of Haynes King. He went back, tried to pick it up, lost it, tried to pick it up again, lost it again, and then by then it had rolled back into the end zone. And they've got to score.
Caleb Phillips to kick the extra point for Ruston. It's a 13-7 game. 6:24 to go in the first half. A bad snap, and Ruston covered it in the end zone for a touchdown. Ruston's going to call timeout, but they're going to get their player on the field. We'll just stay right here. They're going to get their extra point team on the field. Well, that was a bizarre play. Longview had centered over Haynes King's head. He went back and couldn't get a handle on it. Then he finally got a handle on it and couldn't control it. It went into the end zone, and Ruston recovered it for a touchdown.
Just so you understand now, this Longview was on their own 29.
Yeah.
And the ball ends up 31 or 2 yards away in the end zone where they finally recovered it.
Yeah,
so
they sure did. So, Ruston's got a 13-7 lead and an extra point to come. Caleb Phillips with the extra point kick. It's a high snap. It's over the head of the return of the holder. And it's no good. So, it's a 13-7 game. Longview trails Ruston by 6 points. We'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 1 minute.
I'll tell you, Brent, we've made a lot of just mental mistakes in this game in the first half, and
sure have.
And that's a little just pooch kick, and it was dropped, and luckily they didn't recover it. But you know, you got to be ready to play every week, you know. And we've made a lot of mistakes in this first half. Let's put it that
and
way.
Ruston came ready. Spread formation, Longview. King going to roll to the far side of the field. He's going to throw this one. It's caught out there at the 45 across midfield. Still going. Back to the middle of the field goes Camden Perry, and Perry's going to take it all the way for a touchdown.
64-yard play, Brent. That was all Camden Perry. He just runs a little out route, makes a move, missed tackle, and cuts back to the middle of the field and takes it all the way.
He made a great move, got back, and he's got a lot of more speed than people think he does. I'll tell you that. He ran through everybody for the touchdown. Martin to try to give Longview the lead. It's 13-13. 8:11 to go in the half. Snap's good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Longview's got a 14-13 lead, their first lead of the night. We'll be back on 106.5, the Jack FM, in 1 minute.
Well, after giving up a score with a fumble in the end zone, they get the ball back on their 36-yard line. They have a one-play, 64-yard pass from Haynes King to Camden Perry, and it's 14-13. Longview with 6:11 to go in the half.
Martin with a kick, and Longview
fumble,
with
fumble.
A
fumble.
Fumble. Longview got it, I think, inside the 15. Yes, they did, inside the 20. That's a 17-yard line of Ruston. It's second down and goal, this time from Ruston's 9 or 10-yard line. Ball on the 10. Second down and goal from Ruston's 10-yard line.
Almost in a position here. We almost have to throw the football. It's second and goal from the 10.
Same eye formation, under center, one wide receiver near side of the field.
Double move, and he just... That was a great move by Camden Perry, Brent. He just
I was blocked off with an umbrella.
No, he faked the the slant and turned the cornerback on the outside out there, Tyler Mansfield, completely around and cuts it back to the flag. And he's absolutely, totally just bum-fuzzled the defensive back, and it was an easy throw and catch.
20-13 Longview. Martin to try to make it 21. I got blocked off with an umbrella. High snap, Martin. I mean, he got it down, and Martin got it up, and it's good. Nice hold that time by Lampkin. Javaris Lampkin made a really nice play that time as he high snap. He got it down, and Martin got it up. 21-13 Longview. 4:36 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, Russell ran a reverse halfback pass, and Longview played it really, really well. Robert Pierce was the man on the coverage. He stayed with the receiver. The ball was thrown. Pierce knocked it away. Longview's got it at their own 30-yard line, first and 10, with 2:21 to go in the half. 1:59 to go, first half. Longview's got a 21-13 lead. And Longview's going to pick the tempo up a little bit, it looks like. King back to throw.
There we go. He's open.
Keelan Williams caught it at the 20-yard line, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Well, they're struggling on their defensive coverage, and that time Keelan Williams just up the sideline and beats the secondary. Good throw and catch from John King.
Well, King looked to
Haynes King.
Haynes King looked to Camden Perry, kind of looked off the secondary, and Caden Williams was wide open behind him on the far side of the field for the touchdown. 27-13. Extra point to come. Martin's got it up, and Martin's got it in. It's 28-13 Longview with a minute and 43 to go in the half. Back on 106.5, the Jack FM in 1 minute. Longview's got a 28-13 lead. And this is going to be a fourth down and 10 play from Longview's 16-yard line. So Longview's got rested fourth down and 10. And Rustin's going to go for it on fourth and 10.
This is really a big play for Longview as it is for Rustin, because if they could score, they get this back to a one-score game. If they miss, it's a two-score game. So
let's see if Longview dials up some pressure. Outley, back to pass. Here comes some pressure right up the middle.
Open.
Incomplete.
Well, they've thrown to him twice, Brent, and he's dropped it both times.
Sawyer Gorham Welsh brought the pressure right up the middle. He threw the ball to the end zone. He had a man there, and it was incomplete. So that'll end the first half. Our score is Longview 28 and Rustin 13. Eddie? They are physically tough. Second down for Rustin. Back to pass goes out. He's got a pump fake and going to try to go down the middle of the field. He's got a receiver. Caught. It's caught there by Camden Crow and way all the way down to inside Longview's 30-yard line.
Well, and that's absolutely the thing that you didn't want to happen in the first drive. And on the second play, they do it. They hit the pass play, the long pass play, beat Tanique Taylor over here. Made the catch. Lucky they didn't take that to the house.
Sure were. First down at Longview's 30-yard line. 11:22 to go in the third quarter. Longview 28 and Rustin 13. Second down and 8 for Rustin at Longview's 28.
They want to beat a dead horse, but these big plays tonight have really hurt us. And that was a bad time to get beat in the secondary.
There's going to be a run play by the quarterback, Outley. He got it in for the touchdown.
Fake the dive play, and then just basically followed it right back in over the between the guard and the tackle, and goes untouched, splits the safety. Nobody there, no linebackers.
They're going to go for 2 points. It's 28-19. Longview with the lead, and Rustin going for two. They've got it to a one-score game. Well, they're going to try to get it to a one-score game. They don't have all their players on the field. Now they do. They've got to go for 2 points.
Yeah, because they missed the extra point earlier.
28-19. Rustin to go for two. Here's Alley on the roll. He's going to run and be tackled. 2-point conversion, no good. So it's 28-19 Longview with 10:41 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Second down and three for Longview at the 39-yard line of Ruston. Longview's going to get some new players. A tight end, Randall, comes in along with Keelan Williams. So it's second and three at the Ruston 39. Two wides to the far side of the field. I formation, Longview. Play action pass.
Post.
King's going to throw it down the middle to Perry. Caught. Touchdown.
Well, they just can't cover Cannon Perry. And then Longview's figured that out. And then Kane Seen has just thrown his fifth touchdown pass. Perry's got his eighth catch and his third TD. And, man, he just runs by the secondary.
He sure does. I'm telling you. Nobody else can cover him. He is a flat-out good player, but King can hit him right on the money. It is 34-19, Longview. Here's Martin with the extra point. Good snap. Kick up. Kick is good. 35-19, Longview. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Spread formation, Ruston. Four wide receiver set. They're going to run it to Jackson. Another quarterback's going to keep it. That's Outley. Outley's in the secondary. Chase down the sideline. And Longview's going to get him out of bounds. Holy smoke. Longview's giving up some big plays.
Robert Pierce finally runs him out of down after a huge pickup. Let's see where they mark it. Somewhere around the 20. No, the 30.
At the 30-yard line. Man, Longview's giving up some big plays.
50-yard run.
Well, Ruston's moving the football pretty much at will themselves. There goes Utley again. He's in the secondary. Touchdown. Good grief. Wow. Same place he scored on last time.
Yeah, they just it's a zone read. He fakes it and then follows right behind him, and Longview just doesn't have anybody. They've got people out to contain it, but when he turns back, there's nobody in the middle of the field, and I don't know.
35-25. Russ is going to go for two. 35-25. A 10-point Longview lead. 9-10 to go in the third quarter. Well, I tell you what, it didn't take Ruston long to go down the field.
Three plays, 80 yards, about 15 seconds.
Here comes motion. Utley's going to run it again. Didn't make it again. So it is a 10-point game. Longview with the lead with 9-10 to go third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM. Welcome back, everyone. Longview second down and 10 at the 20-yard line. They're going to flip it back. They're going to throw it to King. It's going to be the old special from the Super Bowl. And J.D. Williams has thrown a touchdown pass to Haynes King.
Wow.
The old Pittsburgh special or whatever it was. Not Pittsburgh. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Eagles.
Philadelphia special. Philadelphia special. Hand out, reverse, and then Williams threw it to King for the touchdown. Martin with the extra point attempt. It's up and it is good. 42-25 Longview with 6:44 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Longview at their own 29-yard line, third down. 3:43 and the clock moves here at Ruston. Longview's got a 42-25 lead. And he got wide receivers to the near side and one to the far side of the field. Well, another bad snap.
Dadgum, there it goes again.
There it goes again, and Ruston's got it. Holy smoke. What in the world is going on? That was a snap, and King didn't handle it. Now Ruston's got it to Longview 14-yard line or 13-yard line. Good grief. Third down, and Ruston needs a yard for a touchdown, and they're inside. They're at Longview's 1-yard line. Third down and goal. Running back is Asan Jackson.
Now
They're going to rerun, and they got him. Longview got the quarterback Outley back inside, outside the 10 at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Jeppeniah Lister, too, is with the play.
Fourth down and goal. They're going to bring the field goal team on the field. Well, that was Lister. I don't know who the other tackler was, but that one was Lister. Here's going to be a 28-yard attempt.
Yeah, I think you might look for a potential fake here, too.
There's the kick. It's up. And the kick is good. It is 42-28. Longview with the lead with 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Welcome back, everyone. We start the fourth quarter. Longview 42, Ruston 28. I formation, second down. Bootleg pass for Longview. They're going to toss it to Kirby. Kirby's got to 35, to the 40. Fumbles the football. It's on the ground. Let's see if Ruston's got it. Ruston's got the football at the 30-yard, one-yard line. Holy smokes. I'm telling you, Longview's their own worst enemy tonight.
Yeah, it was a big play, and they got down to 30-yard line, so it was 15 plus 20, 35-yard pickup, but they fumbled the ball.
7:47 to go in the football game. Longview leads 42-28. At their own 36-yard line, they're going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and four.
They're going to throw the football.
Back to throw it. Tosses it incomplete. Longview football at their own 36. At the rest of 36.
Oh, that was just absolutely terrible. It looked like he almost slipped. He was trying to go the out route to Ray Parker. The ball's, what, 7-8 yards over his head?
Yeah, way over his head. Second goal from the six. 42-28. There goes the big man up the middle. Touchdown. Jesse Anderson with a score. Blocking for him was Kevin Jones. And Anderson rolled that one home. It's 48-28.
Which is exactly why I would have not gone for it on their last possession. They turned it over to Longview on a 36, and two plays are in the end zone.
So here comes Javaris Lampkin to hold and Martin to kick it. Good snap, good hold, good kick. Up and good. It's 48-28, 49-28 Longview with 9:26 to go in the game. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Clock's down to 6:46 and running here in Ruston. Fourth down and nine at Longview's 10-yard line. Alley going to run it to the far side of the field. He's going to toss it out there, and it's tackled, and I don't think he made it.
I don't know. It's going to be close. Depends on where the spot is, you know.
Longview made the play, and I don't think he made it. Longview's going to take it over, first and ten. They stopped him on fourth down.
Yeah, when you're like a guy like Jesse Anderson wears on you too, Brent.
Oh yeah.
The further the game goes along, the harder it is to really tackle him.
Caden Meredith in the game for Longview, running back. There he goes, left side. He's in the secondary to the 40, 30-yard line, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Wow. Caden Meredith.
That's what he brings to the party.
He brings that to the party. He went to the sophomore. Just went, how many yards, John?
66.
66 yards. And Longview's got a 55-28 lead. Wow, Caden Meredith. No, they weren't catching him. They weren't going to catch him no matter what. Longview's got to get one more player in on for the extra point. And now they have him. Here's Martin with a kick. This one's up. No, it wasn't Martin. Who was that? Yeah, it was Martin. He got it in and got it good. It's 56-28. Longview with 5:35 to go in the game. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Here's Alley to pump and faking. He's going to run it up out of the pocket. He's going to throw it deep down the field. Intercepted. Intercepted by Longview, and it's intercepted out there by Michael Martin, a senior defensive back. He picked off the football, and the Longview's got the 31-yard line.
I tell you, Brent, when you try to go deep, and they try to go to Ray Parker, but he's just not fast enough to get him deep, and that's what ended up happening. Michael Martin just run along with him, and when the ball goes up, he gets the interception. I mean, it's probably fine if he's wide open, but he's not going to outrun defensive backs.
No, he's not. One more kneel down, and that'll do it. Longview's beating Ruston tonight, 56-28. We'll be back with the wrap-up on 106.5 The Jack FM. We'll be back in 3 minutes.